453.
Struggling computer maker Dell is now selling itself to its founder and a group of investors that includes Microsoft. It's a $24.4 billion deal, and it's the largest of its kind since the Great Recession dried up financing for all kinds of risky maneuvers like this one.
Joining us live to talk more about it, CNN business correspondent Felicia Taylor. Hiya, Felicia.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that's right. Dell is going private, and it's a pretty interesting deal, frankly, because Microsoft is going to put in $2 billion. Silver Lake, a private equity firm, is going to put in $1 billion. Michael Dell himself, who is a 16% shareholder in the company, is going to roll over that and also put in some of his own money. So he still remains the largest shareholder, and that's what's going to have, you know, regulators sort of taking a second look, because obviously, you know, they need to make sure that the company has done its fiduciary responsibility in terms of organizing this deal. He will maintain his CEO and chairmanship, and quote unquote, the company says it now gives the company, by going private, flexibility to continue organic and inorganic investment and grow the business for the long term. What does that mean? It means it's no longer under the scrutiny of any kind of regulators. And that's exactly what Dell wants to do. It wants to plot its strategy to get back into the top game. I mean, it's the third leading personal computer maker, and that's not the spot they want to be in, obviously. So this is a 25% premium over the closing price on 111 when they started these discussions, where the share price was at 10.88. Right now it's at about 13.40, and shareholders will get $13.65 a share, but it still needs shareholder approval. That's kind of the thorn in this deal, is whether or not shareholders will approve it.
Felicia, in our final 30 seconds, Michael Dell is a high-tech era icon, and his company, though, has fallen on hard times. What has happened in the years to get him to this point where he has to do something like this?
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of competition. I mean, Lenovo has definitely taken away the market share from him, and they haven't really been able to keep up with new product, new innovation. So they've got to really strategize in terms of where they're going to go in the coming, you know, years to be able to compete. And that's why he has basically taken the company off the public platform. He wants to reorganize, and they're kind of, you know, framing it as a new IBM, which is kind of interesting. And if he can accomplish it, Dell might still have a fighting chance.